From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Kansas City St. Joseph released the names of 19 priests and deacons who Bishop James Johnson Jr. says have substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of children against them. 13 of the 19 clerics on the list released Friday have died. 2 have been permanently removed from the ministry, and 4 have been laicized or removed from clerical service. Sean Radigan, who was laicized, is in prison for producing child pornography. The dioceses also listed 3 clerics with substantiated allegations who are now in other dioceses and 2 religious order priests who have been removed from the ministry. It also named 3 priests who were found to be unsuitable for ministry and 3 who have been named in legal settlements but whose cases have not been substantiated. Missouri football fans will be able to purchase beer and wine at home football games for the first time this Saturday. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the taps are opening after the Southeastern Conference made a policy change this spring, giving the programs the option to sell alcohol in their stadiums. The conference had prohibited such sales since the 1970s. Missouri announced last month that it would join more than 50 schools, including West Virginia, Ohio State, and LSU, and introduce alcohol sales at games this fall at Memorial Stadium. But there are caveats. The stadium won't serve booze near the student section, and sales will halt after the third quarter. There will also be no hard liquor. Missouri Governor Mike Parson met with Missouri clergy leaders yesterday in St. Louis to find ways to address gun violence in the state. Roughly a dozen children have been killed in St. Louis this year. Parson says the only way to find a solution to gun violence is by working with the federal, state, and local levels.
It won't be one entity that can fix it, and my hat's off to the clergymen that are here today across this city and across this state. They've got to play a part in it, too. The communities have got to be part of the fix.
Parson did agree to identify resources through his job training program and funding to address public safety matters. Parson is set to meet with clergy again in 30 days. Residents from Centralia to Hartsburg can expect better-looking gravel roads in the near future. That's because Boone County Road and Bridge will be starting their annual chip and seal reapplication next Monday. Director Greg Eddington says that, weather permitting, the process is expected to go smoothly.
Just bear with us. I think we're starting off in the northwest quadrant of the county and then working our way to the southeast quadrant. So hopefully we get a chunk of it done in the first 2 weeks.
Crews will begin work at 9 a.m. next Monday. The project will take about 3 weeks, but could be delayed by rain. According to the department, there may be temporary road closures and delays, but each improvement will only take about 15 minutes. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.